882 Lafayette, Louisiana, 70596. God bless you.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Love is in the air.
The England Air Park Baptist Church, 2520 Air Base Road in Alexandria, with Pastor A.L. Johnson. We'll be hosting our annual Love Night Banquet February 14th at 6 p.m. The theme, Love Is, from 1 Corinthians 13. The guest speaker for this occasion is Pastor Randy Harris of the Mount Triumph Baptist Church of Alexandria. Come and experience an atmosphere of love, food, fun, and musical entertainment featuring the Parkettes of Alexandria. The banquet dinner is $10 for an individual, 5 and under, free. Looking for that special place on a special night? Come where love is in the air. For more information, Mary Johnson is available at 318-730-1861. The England Park Baptist Church is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT, KQJOFM.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. Do your desires carry you into hope? Writer John Eldridge in The Journey of Desire said that Christianity is not an invitation to become a moral person. It is not a program for getting us in line. Christianity begins with an invitation to desire. Maybe you are thirsty today. Maybe you are tired and worn out. Maybe you're tired of the nagging desire inside of you that keeps saying, things should really be better than this. Let me encourage you with this. You are right. And that feeling that you have, the sense that there's got to be something more, is the voice of God. He's calling out to you to come to Him as the only true source of living water. Life is easier if you settle, but I refuse to settle. Hope never settles. I want to be continually reaching and following the compass of my godly desires.
This is what it means to live hope.
It's the 21st of January. Happy birthday to the following people who celebrate this day as the day that they came into the earth realm and made a big difference to all of our lives. Let's go to the list and say happy birthday this morning to Miss Callie Williams. She's starting us off on this January 21st morning. Happy birthday, Callie Williams. It's Apostle James Broadnax's birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Apostle James Broadnax. And of course, you can hear his broadcast here called the Master Key Program every weekday in the 12 o'clock hour right here on KAYT-FM. Apostle James Broadnax, happy birthday to you. Miss Shirley Aaron is celebrating her birthday this morning. Let's take time to say hi to her and happy birthday to Shirley Aaron. Happy 64th birthday, Miss Viola Allen. Miss Viola Allen, good morning and happy birthday going out to you. Also celebrating a birthday this morning, Gretchel Perry Ellis. Miss Gretchel Perry Ellis, good morning to you and happy birthday. We've got Miss Brenda Joyce Price on the birthday list today. Happy birthday to you, Brenda Joyce Price, on your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy 51st birthday, Miss Lisa Harris. Hey, good morning to you, Lisa. Happy birthday going out to Lisa Harris on today. Also celebrating a birthday on this Tuesday morning, Jewel Estes. Miss Jewel Estes, good morning and happy birthday to you. Miss Shanetra Holland is celebrating her 49th birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Miss Shanetra Holland. Brenda Harbor celebrates her birthday, 57 candles on that cake. Happy birthday to you, Miss Brenda Harbor. We've got Jarvis, one and only Gaston, on the birthday list this morning. And happy birthday to you, Brother Jarvis, one and only Gaston. Happy 36th birthday for Miss Marie Simon. Happy birthday to you, Marie Simon, on your birthday today. And Alicia Stromile Briggs is celebrating a birthday this morning. We want to say happy birthday to her as well and to all of our birthday people. We want to wish you a very special happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And, of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, yeah, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. You know, today we've been talking about some bad experiences for a church guest, some things you want to avoid doing at your church when a guest or a first-time visitor comes. Well, one thing you don't want to do is put them on a guilt trip to donate more money with a money-based sermon. Now, we're not complaining about money-based sermons by any means. Even Jesus taught on money, and he did that a lot. And money-based sermons are critical to the life of the church. All we're saying is that it's incredibly uncomfortable for a guest to sit in on a sermon asking for the congregation to step up and give more if the whole sermon is about that. Amen? Amen. Because money giving is family business. And a guest is not necessarily family just yet. And you don't want to put them on a guilt trip about giving. Amen. Another thing you want to try to avoid is asking them to volunteer after they just get there. Let them sit and marinate in the word for a little while. They should feel welcome, not just because they can potentially expand your volunteer base. And we mentioned that a little bit earlier in the show. But don't ask them to volunteer right away. Let them marinate in that word. Amen. And finally, don't ever, this is the big no-no. Don't take a dum-dum pill on this one. When a church member gossips to somebody who's new to the church or a guest, you never, ever, ever want to do that. You know, like, hey, that's Mark sitting over there. He's all alone because his wife just left him. He was probably having an affair with somebody. That's why she, you don't want to do that, man. That's mess. And it's gossip. Gossiping is never a good thing. Especially when your guests are the ones getting the scoop on everybody else in the church. You don't want to do that. Don't give your guests the scoop on who's who and what's what at the church like that. Let them come in and just see people and love people for what they can see in them. Amen. Don't give them any heads up on anything. All right. All right. Hey, listen, it's been fun. It's been great. And I hope that it's been a blessing to you as much as you are a blessing to me to bring you the Wade Hampton Show. On this Tuesday, we look forward to doing it again tomorrow morning here on KAYT KQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. Remember this, too. There are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. Amen. Remember, too, to love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
K- WKAYT is a community-oriented radio station. The studio and offices are located in the Trotters Building, 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113 and 114. The station broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with gospel and Zydeco, blues, old school, and R&B. KAYT is 70,000 watts with the latest state-of-the-art digital technology for our on-air sound. Our broadcast coverage area consists of 35 parishes in Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi. KAYT-FM.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. W-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just